ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: يا أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a complete easy way of life to follow concerning any issue happening any part of the world. We as Muslims must look at that issue through the eyes of iman. We should look at everything in the home, outside, in the business, nationally, internationally, through the eyes of iman. Then we can have proper judgment, proper decisions. We were discussing concerning the Khulafa'i Rashideen. And as you know, after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who became Khalif, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who, then Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala who, then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala who. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala who, respected elders, was the son of Abu Talib, and his mother's name was Fatima bin Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha, because it is stated in reliable sources that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's mother, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she migrated to Madinatul Munawwara and she passed away there. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that after Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Fatima, that is mother of Hazrat Ali, spent a lot of money for the cause of Islam. Respected elders, Hazrat Ali's father, that means Abu Talib, remember, he is the uncle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uncle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meaning that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father and Abu Talib, they are brothers. On the other hand, we have Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is also uncle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu Talib was the person, a great well-wisher of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and constantly caring for him, worrying about him, guarding him, safe guarding him from the attacks of the kuffar and mushrikeen. Respected elders, Abu Talib was having financial constraints and difficulties. So he went to his brother Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and told him that, take one of my sons and care for them, bring them up. So Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu took Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who became famous, Jafar al-Tayyar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took over Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That's how Hazrat Ali came to stay with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they are cousins. They are cousins. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to relieve the financial constraints of his uncle, took over Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and cared for him. Meanwhile, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as normal, was going to the cave and later received wahi. When he received wahi, then the first female to accept Islam was his wife Hazrat Khatija radiallahu ta'ala anha. The first male, adult, mature male to accept Islam was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Khatija radiallahu ta'ala anha, in their home, were making salat. The details of salat came in Madinatul Munawwara, but they were praying, glorifying, making salat for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ali, remember, he is still a young person. So he inquired from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what are you all doing? So now we are making salat and this is what we believe in. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was presented Islam, then he said, I also would like to become a Muslim. I also want to accept Tawheed. And he said that he will go to speak to his father Abu Talib. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that consider it yourself, think about it yourself. Before you discuss with someone else, remember Tawheed was very new for them, in which way that they were worshipping idols, committing shirk and kufr. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala who accepted Islam. When he accepted Islam, he was at the age of about 10, 11. Later, as time proceeded, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now give the message open. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should have what we call a small ijtima, a gathering. Ijtima basically is a gathering. A gathering for deeni talks, where there is deeni talks within the parameters of Sharia, is permissible and laudable and good, provided it is done within the parameters of Sharia. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should gather the Sahaba for the purpose of teaching, learning, strengthening of the Iman at a place called Darul Arkam. Darul Arkam, today you can see and you can know where the place is to. When you're making Safa Marwa, making Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, then near Safa there is an escalator. It is called the escalator of Arkam. It is not in use, it is closed at the moment. But it has been put there because the house of Arkam was there. The house of Arkam was there. Remember those days, it was a hillock. Safa was a hillock and Marwa was a hillock. And behind Safa was the house of Arkam. The same house where Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who approached and he became Muslim. Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should gather there. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the person responsible to provide the food, the dates, the milk, and roasted meat to those who came there. At that stage, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his age was about 14. Time went by, respected elders. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the order by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to instruct the Sahaba that they can proceed secretly. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who was the only one who went openly to Madinatul Munawwara. Then the order was given that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should go himself. Prior to this, the event. Prior to this, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Abu Talib was his well-wisher, stopping and preventing the kuffar and mushrikeen to harm Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the da'wah of Tawheed of Islam to Abu Talib. And the valid, correct narration is Abu Talib did not accept Islam. Although the Shias put a lot of emphasis and try to, by hook or crook, prove that Abu Talib became Muslim. Their extreme love for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and who makes them say that no, Ali radiallahu ta'ala whose father Abu Talib accepted Islam. Whereas that is fallacious and not true. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Abu Talib and told him, "Oh uncle, accept Islam. Oh uncle, recite the kalima. Oh uncle, say the kalima." And meanwhile, all the enemies of Islam, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, were around the deathbed of Abu Talib telling him, "Don't say the kalima. Do not say the kalima. Refrain from saying the kalima." And Abu Talib was saying famously what others and we say today also. He was saying, "How can I say the kalima and leave the deen of my forefathers, leave the way of my forefathers, leave the conduct of my forefathers? How can I say the kalima and I will be embarrassed? I will be extremely embarrassed. How can I say the kalima and how can I leave the way of forefathers?" Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave da'wat. Abu Talib does not want to accept. Why? Because of deen of the forefathers, he does not want to leave. And he feels embarrassed. These days when the ulama ikram are crying and weeping and saying, "Leave these bidat actions and leave the innovations and leave this," then what we say? No, this is the way of the forefathers. What the community will say, what the people will say, what so and so will say. Why must we use those same arguments which the kufar and mushrikeen are using? When we say, "Leave this bidat actions, leave the kufar actions, leave the shirk actions," he says, "No man, my forefathers were doing this. The deen of Islam is not based upon forefathers. The deen of Islam is based upon one, what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought, what Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala and he practiced, not on what we feel or what our forefathers were doing." And if you have to analyze what our forefathers were doing, that is horrific, and that will astound us what they were doing. And Allah has saved us and brought us into Islam, the purity of Islam. Respected elders, Abu Talib, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came right near him, the hadith of Bukhari, and told him, "Listen, say the kalima softly, I'll have some grounds to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and intercede for you." He refused to say the kalima. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and told Abu Talib that, "Oh uncle, oh my beloved uncle, say it in my ears, whisper it in my ears, I'll have something to say before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Meaning, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is merciful and he wants his uncle to accept Islam, his uncle who was his well-wisher. His uncle did not accept Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send out the Quranic ayat, "Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta, wa lakinna Allah yahdi man yasha." That hidayat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives hidayat to whomsoever He pleases. Respected elders, Ibrahim alayhi salam is the caller of Tawheed, is the propagator of Tawheed, is the uplifter of Tawheed. His father Azar is maker of idols. Hazrat Lut alayhi salam is the one calling towards Tawheed, preaching towards Tawheed, calling to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling to the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His wife does not accept. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, is the one calling towards Tawheed, calling to the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but his uncle does not accept. Remember, does not mean that if the father is pious, that the son automatically becomes pious. Or if the father is righteous, the wife will automatically become righteous. Respected elders, you will be going to your grave, I will be going to my grave. It is for us to prepare and to be ready for where we are going to. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, he was given the command, go to Madinah to Munawwara. Remember, these kuffar and mushriks, and especially these orientalists and these so-called modernists, when they write this event, what they write? The flight of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not correct. This is not valid. This hijrat, they are terming it as flight. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was afraid, he went away. Respected elder, this is derogatory. Why? Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was waiting for the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone is fleeing, then he will run away first. He will run away first. The respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he allowed all the sahabas to go away. And then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded to Madinatul Munawwara. And he told Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, oh Ali, you lie on my bed. You lie on my bed. And he gave Hazrat Ali all the goods and the merchandise, because the kuffar and the mushrikeen, although they did not accept the message of Tawheed, they knew Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is honest. He is al-Amin. He is trustworthy. And respected elders, they gave all the valuables to him to keep. So Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Hazrat Ali all these and told them that tomorrow give it back to those people. Today, unfortunately, respected elders, our transaction, our dealing, our business, those days our elders were saying that when a Muslim said something, his word was gold. Today, the person he signs, the writing disappears. The ink disappears, respected elders. Even he signed on the dotted line too, that disappears, the documents disappears. And today, unfortunately, our transactions are not trustworthy in nature. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu for hijrat. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he covered himself with a green sheet according to Ibn Ishaq, the historian. And respected elders, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I was confident. I was confident when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that, oh Ali, I'll meet you in Medina. Oh Ali, I will meet you in Medina. First, Hazrat Ali said, I was a bit worried. But when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, oh Ali, I'll meet you in Medina, I said that the word of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can never ever be wrong. And when this comes in my mind and your mind, especially my heart and then yours, that the word of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can never ever be wrong, respected elders, then we will start practicing upon the deen of Islam with conviction. Respected elders, as stated, that Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stayed 13 years in Makkatul Mukarramah, 10 years in Madinatul Munawwara, and in 10 years Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had 47, what we call 47 ghazawat, 47 saraya and 27 ghazawat. The difference between the saraya and the ghazawat is when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally takes part in it. The war, the expedition, the battle. And saraya, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sends out the expedition, the fighting army. So in 10 years in Madinatul Munawwara, 47 of those were done. An average of 5 a year. Can you imagine what is happening there? And of that, 9 of which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally fought, he to engage in battle, 9 of it. Today the jazbah, the enthusiasm of jihad is gone. From us especially. Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he became Khalif. And he ruled for 2 years, 6 months, and 3 days. After Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became Caliph. His Khilafat was for 10 years, 10 months, and 4 days. After him, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu became Caliph. His Khilafat was 10 years. 10 years, 10 months. Hazrat Umar was 10 years, 6 months. And Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala wrote 10 years, 10 months and 18 days. Thereafter Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after demise and after martyrdom of Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after 3 days Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu became Khalifa, and his Khilafat lasted for 4 years. After him, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu became Khalifa for 1 year. After him, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu became Khalifa for 19 years. And preceding which, you must remember, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the governor of Egypt for 20 years. Then he became Khalifa for 19 years. His son Yazid was Khalifa for 3 years after the demise of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Respected elders, it is stated, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had very little hair on the head, he was balding. And he was medium in size. And he had a fully fledged beard, expanding towards the shoulders. And he now and then wore a white hat. And always he wore a turban. Respected elders, in this crisis that is going on, we must remember something, that the closer we are to Sunnah, kufr shivers at that. Kufr doesn't shiver when we walk around as Muslims without any beard on our faces. Kufr does not quake when we walk around dressing like how the Americans and Britain, the people of Britain are dressing. Kufr does not shake when we don't frequent the masjids. Kufr does not shake, respected elders, that when we leave out the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and abandon wearing of the turban. Kufr shakes when we wear the beard and appear in the places. Kufr vibrates when we adorn the libas of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and go in the places of the bazaar. Kufr begins to vibrate and shake and quake when a Muslim is walking around with turban and beard and kurta and walking around. Kufr is laughing when we walk around butchering our beard and butchering the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Minimum we can do, respected elders, to face the world of kufr and shirk, which is all after Islam and Islam alone. They are afraid of us because we are peace-loving and we are the people to bring tranquility to the world. Though we are Muslims, we are trying to bring peace, but we have been branded that we want to bring corruption on earth. The corrupt ones are trying to say that we are the oppressors. The oppressors are trying to say that we are tyrannizing. The oppressors are the ones who should be brought to court and should be taken to court. Respected elders, you and I can do one thing, minimum, is to make dua that the haq prevails, that the truth prevails, and Allah destroys those who want to destroy Islam, and Allah ruins those who want to plot against Islam. And what you and I can do is to at least dress properly, and dress our women folk properly, and let the women folk go into hijab, and you and I can frequent the masjids, make the masjid abad. When our iman becomes strong, then Allah's help will come. Allah's help comes not upon the clean shaven person who thinks that he is propagating deen, not upon the person who is butchering the and he thinks he is propagating deen. Allah's help comes when the commandments of Allah are fulfilled. Allah's help comes when the injunctions of the sunnah are fulfilled. Allah's help comes when we go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can Allah's help come when we leave the sunnah, when we leave the Quran, when we are not adorning the sunnah, when we are leaving the kurta, when we are leaving the beard, when we are leaving the turban? How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help come? Allah's help will come when the commandments are fulfilled. And realize this, and you and I are going to the grave alone, so we better prepare for it. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding of deen, and understand fully well that the unseen help of Allah, which came in Badr, which came in Uhud, which came in Hunayn, the unseen help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which came to the Taliban against the Russian, the unseen help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come again when we practice upon the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when we walk around like Muslims, behave like Muslims, transact like Muslims, and our personality and character becomes like Muslims. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.